The local food trend in the North Country is starting to fill a new niche, alcoholic beverages. Not only are brewers and winemakers crafting their products here, but they're also taking advantage of the rural region to double the local appeal with homegrown ingredients. WRVO's Joanna Richards took a tour of some fledgling businesses in Jefferson County.
Dave Freilich is showing me around the Cape Winery in Cape Vincent. It's one of the county's newest wineries.
Okay, we have about 5 acres of grapes in the ground right now. We just planted 2 acres this spring. And we have 5 different varieties that we grow here. The Frontenac Gris, the Sabrevois, La Crescent, and Marquette.
Freilich says North Country winemakers are still learning what these cold hardy grapes can do. That challenge excites him. These ingredients and flavors are completely new.
And I think that means a lot to some of the consumers. This is the only place I can get this particular wine off this land anywhere in the world.
Newer to the North Country are craft breweries. A hip, high-end one just opened in Watertown. On Skewed Brewing's first days, I heard more than one patron say they felt like they weren't in Watertown. But being in Watertown is really the point. The menu draws on and helps support the region's culture and agriculture. Ryan Chafe is co-owner.
It becomes a communal thing. You know, you go in and, what are you drinking? Oh, yeah? I'm drinking this. Try this. All right, you try mine.
Next, I head to the Clayton Distillery, where co-owner Michael Aubertine is stirring up a concoction with a canoe paddle. He makes gin, vodka, moonshine, and limoncello with corn from a nearby farm. When the business first started, Aubertine got a hint of the huge demand to come. The magazine Martha Stewart Weddings wanted to feature the distillery in a story on Thousand Island ceremonies. They asked for sample bottles to photograph.
So I didn't even have the labels yet, so I printed it out on my printer and took a glue stick and glued it on the bottle and just mailed the bottles to them.
Aubertine has been trying to catch up with demand ever since. Jay Madison is agricultural coordinator for Jefferson County. He says consumers are flocking to products that merge craft with local ingredients, boosting business for both producers and growers.
If a beer maker can say, hey, you know, I'm using hops grown in Ellisburg here in Jefferson County, I'm supporting my economy in more ways than one. It tastes great. So that's what I'm hearing constantly is people are looking for those types of products.
Both Madison and the business owners say they're just starting to think about marketing all of these ventures together. In Watertown, I'm Joanna Richards for WRVO News.